It often offers very good description of noble qualities like Advaita Sarvabhutana, but what is the process to get there? Yeah, actually, Bhakti Yoga itself is the process to get there. If you see 12.13 onwards, Krishna describes a list of those qualities. And prior to that, from 12.8 onwards, there is a descending ladder. Krishna says, first you fix your mind on me constantly. If you can't fix your mind, then you practice Adhina Bhakti and try to fix the mind. If you can't do that, then work for me. If you can't work for me, at least work with detachment. So, basically, there is, when a patient goes to a doctor, the doctor gives a diagnosis and the doctor gives a prescription. So, the diagnosis tells, if the doctor tells the patient, suppose that you've got iron deficiency, go now. What am I supposed to do? I got iron deficiency. He's telling me something practical to do. So, if we see the Bhagavad Gita only in terms of the description of its quality, what a quality it says, it will seem just like it's a diagnosis alone.
Diagnosis.
But the process of Bhakti Yoga, which is told, that is like the prescription.
So by doing
that, and just like it's not that if I have iron deficiency, by one iron tablet, the deficiency is not going to go away. I have to keep taking the tablets regularly and gradually it will change. But similarly, these qualities are something which will develop gradually.
Okay.
So, we say to not be inimical to anyone. That may seem to be very far away. But what we can see is that if we start practicing bhakti, if someone hurts us, that in the past, we may have bear that grudge and resented for days and weeks and months. But now, also that hurt is there, but it doesn't hurt so much. And then we are able to brush it aside. Yes, that person hurt me, but there are other things, there are more important things to do in my life. Let me just put it aside and move onwards. So we will see that change in our own lives in terms of gradual evolution. So the process of bhakti is evolutionary, but its result is revolutionary.
Evolution and revolution.
Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.